afternoon. I call to order the 83rd meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Water Protection and Planning Council. My name is John Weingard. I live in Surgeonsville in Hunterdon County.
Scott Whitehead, public member from Morristown.
Tracy Curluccio, public representative from Hunterdon County.
Elizabeth Calabrese, Bergen County Freeholder.
Will Cogger, Mayor of Chester Township.
Amy Letts, Precipity, Morris County.
Tammy Schwiff, Fayette County Freeholder.
And on the telephone?
Debbie Pascarelli, Warren County.
County Schwider, Morris County Freeholder.
Janet Kovac, Hunterdon County, Cal Clinton.
Jack, your voice was very faint, but I knew it was you.
Jamie?
Yeah. We have a quorum. This meeting has been advertised in accordance with the Public Meetings Act. All who wish, please rise to the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, everyone. Report that all members of the Highlands Council have returned our bonuses. We have in our packets our minutes from our last meeting. Is there a motion to approve that?
So moved.
I'll second it.
Liz moved it. Mimi seconded. Any comments or corrections to the minutes? On the telephone, any comments or corrections to the minutes? All in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstained, Debbie.
Okay. Minutes are approved. My report, the only item I'd like to report on is the public service electric gas matter that we've heard about at several of our meetings now. We had discussed the possibility at least of taking action or taking some action on that request for exemption today. Public service has requested more time to submit more information in response to the draft consistency determination. And so it's the reason not to grant that request. So we're not going to consider that today. And once we get the information from them and can get it out to council members and the public, so this time to review it, we'll then put it on the agenda for a subsequent meeting. Any questions about that? Okay. Committee reports, budget and finance committee. Mr. Cogger.
In your package, you have a couple of sheets that have been reviewed by the budget and finance committee and approved.
Bill, could you speak up, please?
Yeah. You hear me now?
Yep, thank you.
In your packet, there are a couple of reports. One is the statement of activities from July 1, 2007 to June 30th, as well as a regional master plan budget for 2009. It was reviewed by the Finance Committee, Budget and Finance Committee, and it has been approved. And I would ask that we approve it today. Second. This budget is the budget that we did approve already. So
there's no council?
Not asking you to approve the budget again. Just a report.
Thank you. Any questions?
Mr. Chairman, I need that we...
I don't think we do have a motion.
Do we need a...
Do we need a...
We don't need a motion. I just want to make sure that everybody has reviewed them, because we will put that into the annual statement. The financial activities goes into the annual statement and the R&D budget, which was just an update.
Just like to say, it was nice and clear. I got it. It all seemed to balance. I added up. Cross down.
And Rangie did another great job.
Right.
Thank you. And welcome, Kurt. Kurt has joined us, and on the telephone, Kurt, are Debbie, Jack, and
Janice.
Any questions on the budget report? Thank you, Bill. Executive Director's report, Eileen.
Thank you very much. I just want to bring you up to date on activities from the staff from February 26th through to today. Notice of intent to date, we have now have 72 of the 88 municipalities have filed a notice of intent. And that results in nearly 775,000 acres of the nearly 860,000 acre region. 90% of the region, 80% of the planning area. So that's where we are to date. On plan conformance, we are currently working on modules 1 and 2, the municipal build-out. We're working on modules 1 with the municipalities and are moving ahead with our pilot for module 2, because we like to be out ahead so that we can catch any glitches or errors and make sure that by the time we're working with all the municipalities, we have it as refined as possible. In terms of module 1, which was where we gave the towns the geodatabase with all the information we had on those towns and asked them to verify factual information so that we could do a municipal build-out that was agreed upon by both...
All right, we've had enough of this. I'm a property owner. We have had no compensation. It hasn't been brought up for just compensation, which is part of it. You have failed to address this. Therefore, I believe that this council should be disbanded right now and forevermore. This can be reverted back to the legislature until I can straighten this out. But in the meantime, you're operating without actually taking care of the property owners who are bearing the brunt of this.
I'm
not sure. This is Harold Danielson. You know me very well. And I am not going to relinquish here until a decision is made as to where the funds are coming from for our compensation. Do you have any answers for this? No, do you?
We have no information we haven't provided.
You don't have any information. After all this time, since this act went into fruition, you have yet to find a way to compensate us. And you're sitting here doing what? Because you cannot perform your duties here until all aspects of this legislation have been met. You can't do that. So send it back to the legislature to straighten it out. I'm waiting for answers.
Sir, I'd ask that you sit down. I think
I will not sit down. We've got long enough. We've lost a lot. You're maybe not affected by it. We are. The property owners have been sitting back there very quietly, and you have been ignoring us. Enough is enough. You have yet to address the concerns of the property owners. It's everyone else but us. And we don't have any answers from you. The state is broke. It doesn't have the money to compensate us. So this act should be disbanded. And your organization here, council, whatever you want to call it, cabal, should be eliminated. You should disband yourself, send it back to the legislature, let the legislature vote upon it again for this, and let's see what they come up with. But until then, you should not even be discussing any business until our concerns are addressed. And I'm waiting for an answer.
You're not going to get an answer that says...
No, we're not going to get an answer because you don't have one. There's no money out there. And all this time, you have refused to address this. Enough is enough. What are you here for? We control, our properties are the major areas here. It concerns us as property owners. Yet you fail to address us. You keep skirting the issues all the time. You go after your budgets, fine. How about the budget concerning us? It's not there. You compensate this one or that one, even nonprofits. But the property owners, no. Down in another area of the state, in Edison, New Jersey, they can pay out $2.4 million for swamp. And yet we can't get a cent.
Enough is enough of this. And I'm not going to relinquish until I get some answers as to where you even think this could go.
Sir, every time I start to say a word, you interrupt. And I'm not going to respond to you, and I don't think anyone else in the council is, if you're standing there. I'm going to have to ask you to sit down.
No, I will not sit down.
Well, what do you suggest we do then?
I suggest you give me some answers.
But you also say we don't have answers that satisfy you.
Well, you have yet to give any.
Sir, if you sit down, I'll try to respond to what you've asked.
Okay, I'll sit down.
No, please sit in the audience.
No, I'll sit here. I'm waiting for your response.
What we have said before is that we are designing a transfer development rights program.
Hold it.
No,
that's voluntary.
Okay,
it's not working.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to sit down.
I'm not going to sit down.
Well, I don't know. What do you suggest we do? Do you want to be in the staff? Have you removed in some way?
You can if you want to.
Well, what's that going to accomplish for anybody?
Pardon?
What's that going to accomplish for anybody? I mean, we can do that, but why should we do that?
Go ahead and do it.
What your questions suggest you already know is that if you want this act to change, no. If you want this act to change,
the TVRs are not going to work.
If you want this
act to change,
the
TVRs are not working. The money is not in the state. Therefore, you should disband this council.
Sir, if you want this act changed, if you want this council disbanded, that is in the hands of the legislature. We could all.
No, it's in your hands as well. You can disband yourself.
All we can do is quit.
You can quit yourself, you can disband yourself, whatever you want to do. But you can call an end to this council and send it back to the legislature until I can straighten this issue out.
Sir, we've asked the police to come, and that's not going to
fine. Let the police come.
There are two reporters here. I'm sure they've written everything you've said already. You've made.
I don't care about that. What we care about is our compensation and our just compensation. You have failed to address this year after year after year. We've heard the stories of TDRs going way, way back. Nothing has been done with them. These are voluntary acceptance of the TDRs. Nobody in their right mind is going to voluntarily accept them.
Why is that?
Because it's not necessary to. It's not necessary to. These are not assigned to communities. We're asking for it. You say TDRs. Where's the cash? Where's the money?
Sir, as soon as I said half a sentence, you interrupted me, so I'm not going to engage in this.
Well, I don't.
Think there's a time.
Because you had plenty of time to engage us, and you didn't. You have yet to engage us as to where the property values are and how we can be compensated. It's been time and time again we have asked for this. And you have skirted the issue time and time again. What we're saying is enough is enough.
You can, but you're not being heard very well. I mean, your voice is coming in very faintly.
I'm sorry. Big up, Jack.
It's still, you're much fainter than the other people on the phone for whatever reason.
I'm sorry. You're just soft-spoken, Jack.
Right. What I would say to you, sir, if you'll let me finish a sentence, is this council has repeatedly urged the legislature to establish additional funding for land acquisition in the Highlands. It's up to the legislature to do that. They've done it in a very small amount so far. Maybe they will do more, but that's where the money has to come from. It's not something this council can manufacture.
I realize your position because you're dictated as to what the legislature will give you to compensate from us, for us rather. However, we have not seen any of this coming forth. And if it is that little, send it back to the legislature to correct. You should not even say, I'm not going to be part of this. You know, you cannot find any way to compensate. Senator Smith promised that there would be compensation for this. This is some of the reasons that it went forward, this legislation. He made that promise to not only the general public, but he made it to fellow legislators. But this has not come to fruition.
That's true.
But your argument is really, I mean, with, there are people on this council, I think maybe everyone on the council agrees with part of what you're saying. But that doesn't mean you can disrupt this meeting.
No,
it doesn't mean
would,
that
we no.
have any, excuse me, sir, it doesn't mean that we have any power to force the legislature to do anything.
You
should be talking to your legislators. I should tell you.
You
that,
can disband yourself.
I should tell
yourself.
You, sir, that the police have arrived, and I would really ask that you just go back and sit.
No,
and
I will not.
Well, then we're going to have to ask the police to remove you.
You can. You can. But I want some answers. Why won't you disband yourself if you cannot come up with compensation for us?
Sir, you really need to be talking to the legislature.
We
you
have.
Got your answer, sir. Let's go. Come on, stand up.
What is the charge?
Let's go.
What is the charge?
You've been asked to leave. Let's go.
You've been asked to leave.
That is not that is not a criminal charge.
Now you're disrupting the public meeting. Would you like to leave? We can do this the easy way or the hard way. I prefer the easy way. We'll go out in the hall and talk about it.
All right, let's go.
Okay, we let you on. Okay? Thank you. John, you handled that very well.
Now. Welcome, Glenn Petrano, joining us with little fanfare, and Glenn Owen, probably still on the telephone, or I think everyone else on the council, Debbie, Jack, Janice, and Eric. Did I hear your voice there too?
Yes, John.
Okay. All right. Can you read the executive director's report?
Thank you. I was reporting out our planned performance activities and explained that we are working currently on Module 1, which is the first part of the build-out analysis. We have delivered to the municipalities that are working with us, as I reported out to you before, a geo-database with all the information we have on those municipalities, and they have been verifying that information. This is factual information to make sure that we do an accurate vacant land analysis so that we can accurately project what the sustainable development is for those municipalities consistent with the regional master plan. This will also be used by these municipalities should they conform to the regional master plan for their council on affordable housing projections. Currently, we have received 43 of those municipalities have submitted the results of their Module 1 analysis, which is really excellent work. We recognize that there's a great deal of work involved in this, in the verification. And our staff are now verifying the responses we got, making sure we have a consistent and accurate approach with all these municipalities so that we can run that information and then be able to inform the municipalities of the results of Module 1 in a Highlands Council report, which leads into Module 2. In terms of Module 2, we have set forth 2 dates for informational sessions for municipal professionals. Those dates are March 30th and April 3rd. We expect to have the room filled on both occasions as we did for Module 1 informational sessions. Those informational sessions are very valuable to those professionals in assisting them with the process, again, making sure we have a standardized approach.
Can I ask you a question? The data that you submitted, the Module 1 data, was that all pictorial form, GIS?
It was linked to spatial data as well. We gave it in a database format so that you can read along the line and see every block and lot, exactly how we've captured them in our information. So, for example, are they served by potable water? Are they served by sewer? Are they open space? How we see them, they verify that information and give us, if there are any changes, they have to give us a reason for that change so that we can verify. And they are linked to spatial maps so that the professionals can also view it from that perspective.
So it has every block and lot?
Every single
block and lot.
In the
entire community?
Right, and we deliver them a second CD with more so that they can, if there have been new blocks and lots since our information, they can give us that information back as well. So if we haven't captured development that has occurred with further subdivisions, we get that information from them as well.
And you say whether it's open space or whether it's whatever?
Correct. And if they say, for example, if we see a lot as being are vacant and potentially developable. They may respond with no. We have recently protected that as open space in perpetuity, deed restricted. We will later come back and look at that information before any R&D updates are done so that we can verify the accuracy.
What are they verifying with again?
What we're doing really is making sure that the information we capture at the regional level, which was the best we could do, and remember it was valid at the point in time, we're now asking municipalities to verify with their local, better up-to-date information to make sure we've captured everything at an up-to-date level so that when we then deliver a vacant land analysis as a result of module one and feeding into module two when we look at utility capacities, et cetera, that we have the best, most current up-to-date information, and that it is agreed upon, so it's truly a partnership, that the municipalities are saying, yes, this is exactly the factual information.
We can lend this to color then?
Those numbers will be used for conforming municipalities. They will become their projections. And certainly municipalities that do not go through the plan performance process, should they wish to seek adjustments from COA, that vacant land analysis will be very valuable to them. It's factual information. Then our ongoing work for plan performance modules 3 through 6. Module 3, as you know, is the fair share plan, so that is dependent on the results of the build-out analysis. We'll work with municipalities on that. For the environmental resource inventory, we had put that on the website, closed public comment. We did receive public comment. We are now finalizing that document, which we will then be sending out to municipalities so that they can adopt it, they can review it, make changes, and we'll work with them on that module, module number 4. Module number 5 is the Highlands Master Plan element. I did send out our draft template to all members of the council, and so that we could receive comments from council members. We are now ready to put that on our website again to take public comment, and would like to have public comments in by mid-April so that we can then finalise that and again get it out to municipalities. But of course, once it's on the website, it's available for the municipalities to see as well.
It's very big.
Modules 6 and 7 are the, 6 is the Highlands model ordinances, a land use ordinance and a Board of Health ordinance. We're working on those currently, and again, we'll get those out to you first for comments, and then following our practice at this point in time, we'll put it on the website and take comments on them. So that's where we are on through plan conformance. I did give you an update on the consultant projects we're working on. But I wanted to focus a little now on grants, where we are in the grants program. At this time, dealing again with plan performance, as of last night, we have 61 municipalities that have signed up for the plan performance grants. Last night, I was in Lebanon Borough, and they signed their grant and handed it in to me at that meeting. Interestingly enough, their consultants, they'd already been authorized to go ahead and work, so they've already handed in their module one results. So it shows that the towns are really paying attention and trying to get through this in a timely fashion so that we can assist them in meeting the deadlines that they're statutorily obliged to under the Highlands Act and for COA, so that they can have adopted plans in under COA rules. So we really appreciate the effort these municipalities are going to. The total for initial assessment grants is, we will be approving a couple more today, it was 69. Lebanon Borough also gave an application in last night for an initial assessment grant, which we will be asking you to consider today as an added item to our agenda. The rest of the items we can take care of during the agenda items.
Just clarify that the two workshops on March 30th and April 3rd, those are open to municipal officials and municipal consultants?
They're open to, because of space, we're very restricted here. We actually ask that it's municipal professionals. At this stage, they have authorized professionals to work for them on plan performance activities. Generally speaking, they're planners or their attorneys or their engineers. So we ask them, we've given them a form to submit and request one of those dates so that we can fill them in.
And county officials also?
No, because we deal with that separately on the county plan performance, because it's a very different process. We don't do modules 1 and 2 with the county to build out. And I did forget to mention to you, and I apologize, that for the first time in your packets in preparation for this meeting, you received the minutes from the HTC bank meeting. And I want to just make it clear so that everybody understands how that works. The Highlands Development Credit Bank had its first meeting February 2nd, and in accordance with the HDC's recently adopted bylaws, they were only adopted at their second meeting, where they approved the minutes of that first meeting. Once they have approved minutes of their meeting, they will be coming to the Highlands Council for review. I'm going to read the language from the bylaws. A true copy of the board's meeting minutes shall be prepared and forthwith delivered to the Highlands Council. The meeting minutes shall be deemed approved if no affirmative action of the Highlands Council disapproving the meeting minutes is taken at the Highlands Council's next subsequent meeting following deliverance of the board's meeting minutes. No action taken at such meetings by the council, by the board, shall have the effect until the Highlands Council's period of review has expired. So what happens is we submit those minutes to you. If you have any questions or concerns, as usual with your packets, please get those to me. Otherwise, if you take no action at this meeting, those are deemed approved by you. What we will do is we will have standardized language in the minutes for today's meeting, which will go down to the Governor's office with the HDC minutes attached, so that the Governor's office, should they have any concern, if they veto the minutes of this meeting, they are effectively vetoing the HDC bank minutes. So that's how that will be handled. I just want to be clear so that you understand that that's going to be the normal procedure.
The way this would we would see this would be at our next council, our packet for the next meeting, the minutes for today's meeting will include the language you're suggesting, and by reference the development of the bank minutes. The council will have the opportunity at the next meeting to make corrections or that, or
well, if you had any issues with, we already gave you HDC minutes. If there's no corrections or additions or suggestions on those, then they move forward.
Are the ones here from the first meeting?
Yes, they are, because they were already approved by the HDC back then.
Gotcha. So we're always going to be one behind.
Correct. Okay. Thank you.
Any questions for Eileen? Okay. We have, I believe, 3 grants to consider, the initial assessment grants. Number 9 on the agenda.
Okay. Number 9 on the agenda are initial assessment grants. And,
Sir,
yeah. Can the sergeant have a word with you real quick?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead. We have, in my executive director's report to you, I had given you 2 of the initial assessment grants, but given that we received 1 last night, we already this morning had the opportunity to review it, so I'm going to bring 3 to your attention for resolution for action. The first of those is for Morris Plains Borough. They are requesting $15,000 in their initial assessment grant. This is their first grant request. They have also simultaneously asked for a 2009 plan performance grant, which has already been pre-approved by the council. So I'm requesting, I'd like to take these all 3 together if nobody has any conflicts or issues. So the first is Morris Plains, the second one is Pequannock Township. Also initial assessment grant in the amount of $15,000. They had previously received a COA round 3 grant for $7,500. And that grant has never been completed because it wasn't submitted to COA by the deadlines established, and we didn't pay out on it, and Pequannock are aware of that. So that's the history for Pequannock. For Lebanon Borough, Planning Area Municipality, they have asked us to grant them $15,000 in their initial assessment grant. They also have a COA grant of $12,500, which was also not paid out on because they are currently under the court's jurisdiction, so they didn't continue with that grant. So that's the history of grants for those 3 municipalities, and their request in each case is an initial assessment grant in the amount of $15,000. I did a presentation for Lebanon Borough last night, and they handed it to us last night, so we didn't have it in time for the packets.
Motion to approve the resolution.
So,
second.
Second.
Comments from the public on the resolution? No comments? Close that portion, move to a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstention?
Thank you very much. The next grants are for item number 10 on your agenda. They are agricultural sustainability grants. Before I get into these, I do want to explain that, again, I have reported out to you in the executive director's report. What we do is we let you know which grants the staff are asking you to consider at your meeting, but I also let you know when we have other grants in-house that are pending that have been held for either administrative completeness or some more information that we're requesting, so that you know what grants we've received and will hopefully be coming before the council for consideration after we have worked with the applicants. So in terms of the ones we're asking you to look at today, the first is a resolution for an agricultural grant for Huntingdon County. They were previously approved a $50,000 grant for agricultural marketing initiatives, and this grant seeks to continue that. The activities under this grant are group promotion and marketing of markets that sell produce from farmers in Highlands communities, and community market mini grants to assist in individual farmers market promotion, website updates on the New Jersey Council of Farmers and Communities websites. Huntingdon County is requesting a $120,000 grant, which will be $40,000 a year over 3 years. However, they didn't expend their original $50,000 grant, so the staff at this point are recommending that the remainder of that first year grant, which is $23,276, be supplemented with your resolution today, which would be an initial $16,724, which brings that to the $40,000 amount that they requested for the first year. And while the request is for 3 years, what we suggest is we would come back to the council and look at those subsequently, because this would then be approval of the second year as you had consistent with your original approval. The history of grants with Huntingdon County for both this grant and the next grant is that they have received a provisional sustainable agricultural grant for $50,000.
Jeff?
Yes.
Hold on, I'm
going to
try again.
Speak to the
Hello?
Hold on, Jeff. I'm having trouble transferring the call.
They had received $26,724, and that's why we're saying that if we do $16,724, today we bring that up to the $40,000 request. Huntingdon County also received a sustainable agricultural grant for integrated pest management for $75,000, which has been fully paid out on, and which then will be dealt with when we look at the next grant. They also have been approved for a county initial assessment grant in the amount of $15,000. So that's the first grant for sustainable agriculture we're asking you to approve or to consider for today.
I had a question on one. Do we know why they didn't expend all the money?
They had done the activities in the first year and didn't need all the money, and therefore had only put in their invoices for that amount.
Okay, so it's just that the invoices are submitted.
Well, they had submitted them, but that was the total amount we received when we paid out fully. So they're moving into their second year of activities.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions on this? Comments? Public comments?
My name is David Choate, and I have a farm in Huntingdon County. What these grants fail to address, because you can't address it, because the numbers simply aren't there. I did a quick analysis statewide of the 2007 USDA agricultural census, and from that I learned statewide the average return per acre is $348. If you have a $10,000 acre and you can earn 5%, you can sell the acre for $10,000, put your money in the bank, and not lift a finger and get a higher yield. So agricultural sustainability is a myth. It's even more of a myth up here in the rock pile called the Highlands, where very little prime soil really exists, than it is statewide. I'm sure when I get the detailed numbers for the Highlands Council, I will not be able to see $348 per acre net yield. So this is just nothing more than obfuscation on the part of this council just to throw a little bit of money at a problem that is essentially insoluble. So until you address this problem, this money that you're talking about allocating right now is just buying time. It's not addressing the problem.
All right.
Because you can't address the problem. I think this is more money down a rat hole, and you should cancel it.
Thank you.
Sounds like they're having a real little conversation.
I think they're in trouble with their phone line. Thank you for your comments. Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm Joe Michalevich. I'm president of New Jersey Council of Farmers and Communities, also council president of Chatham Borough, but I'm here today representing New Jersey Council of Farmers and Communities. And I guess Tracy had a question in regards to why we didn't spend all the funds. I'm newly nominated as president, so I'm reading some of my notes that I've gotten from our administrator, but it was probably a ramping up process because it's a mini grant program. We have to go out to the 23, 25 communities and encourage them to advertise their farmers markets. And advertising is not cheap. I don't have an example with me, but a half page ad in one of the local papers can run you $350 just for a week. And a farmers market will run 20, 24 weeks. So it is expensive. We do utilize the grant. We're trying to encourage the farmers markets to utilize the grant. You also have to incorporate the logos. Which is the New Jersey Council logo, the Jersey Fresh logo, and the Highlands Council logo. And some of the community markets...
I think she got the answer to the question. Sorry, okay. I think but your comments are welcome.
Right, some of the markets failed to do that, so we couldn't include them in the grant. And now they've learned, and this year we expect them to utilize it. We also are behind in sending out a package to our farmers markets because we were waiting on the grant from the Highlands Council. I think last year you approved February, so it's a month later this year. I'd encourage the council to grant us for 2 years so we don't run into this problem again because we're getting our packages out late to our farmers and to our farmers markets. And I understand, I guess, the executive director mentioned that you're looking just to fund us for 1 year.
Yes.
Well, the balance and then just, but not 2 years. Because I think the grant was originally 120, which is 40 per year for 3 years.
The grant was originally a two-year grant.
Okay.
And that's why we had suggested that we would do finish out a two-year grant program and then bring it back to the council again.
Oh, next.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Right, thank you.
My name is Deborah Post, and I object to these grants. I own and operate an agritourist business, one of the oldest in northern New Jersey, and I know of what I speak. These programs are just plain not needed. Any extra monies you might have should be allocated to just compensation for landowners, period. We don't give marketing grants to plumbers, luncheonettes, or builders. Why do we give them to farmers? The master plan suggestion that agritourism will fill the economic void of the Highlands is sheer idiocy. If you think you are going to assuage the loss of $15 billion of farmland property values with a few marketing trinkets, you are sorely wrong.
Can we mute that
somehow? Then we won't finish the speaker.
Yeah, then, okay. Maybe the other end. Thank you. Other comments on this resolution? Other comments on this resolution? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
I'd like a roll call vote.
It was unanimous. All council members are present.
I didn't hear the unanimous on the call.
I just asked for abstentions, and I believe there are no abstentions.
I believe I didn't hear any voices from the phone except perhaps one.
You don't have given the right to ask for a roll call vote, and the members do. So.
I beg your pardon?
I said, I believe only members of the council have the right to ask for a roll call vote.
In other words, we could have a mythical three people on the telephone and no one would know, right?
We've been hearing them, for better or worse, so we can hear them.
Ask them now, do a roll call.
We'll move on to the next grant.
The next grant program is a continuation from Hunton County. I did give you the history of Hunton County's grants to date. They're seeking to continue their integrated pest management IPM grant. The primary objective of this grant is to help growers in the Highlands move away from using the more potentially toxic pesticides and replacing them with newer, reduced risk and environmentally better integrated pest management solutions. The program also aims to educate farmers about integrated pest and crop management practices. It is the recommendation of the Highlands Council staff that the Highlands Council pass the resolution in support of a second year of funding of $75,000 for these endeavors.
Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Your second?
Second.
Scott? Comments, Councilor?
I think this is a great program, and I know they expended all their money, one of the things that they did have an open-run program, and it's really well-organized and well-run. It's very important, so I think all of these sustainable ag grants are really important for the community, and I support this one as well.
Can I just ask a question? Will we be expected to give these grants every year?
If they're needed, yes. I mean, one of our main priorities under the Regional Master Plan is to support sustainable agriculture and maintain viable agriculture in the region. So if it is the will of the council, if it is your desire not to continue them, then you will so direct to the staff. But certainly after we had done that the first year, we did have results, we did get deliverables, and we got the support, I believe, of the agricultural community, as evidenced today as well by testimony. So unless you decide otherwise, we would anticipate continuing sustainable agriculture. Also, some of these also are resource protective as well, as in this integrated pest management. So I think that it really behooves us to work on both the agricultural viability and the resource protection that we get out of this as well.
I would just say that both of these instances, the one we passed and the one we're considering now, I feel that they're both very valuable programs, and both of them would have likely not have existed any longer had it not been for the grant program 2 years ago.
I do remember on this one, when we had one of our tours, and we were on an A wagon out there. This is one they specifically asked for. So it would be able to be
public comments?
David Shope, I would just like to have been noted that over 15% of Hunterdon County is in the Highlands. So basically you're giving a grant in addition to the 15% that's in the Highlands area to 85% of Hunterdon County. That is not.
I think just as a point of clarity, the grant is administered through Hunterdon County, but it's available to all farmers in the entire Highlands region. It just happened to be the county that has stepped up to administer the program.
So are Morris County farmers
Sussex, Morris, Warren, Somerset, if they're in there.
Other comments? I think in retrospect, Mr. Schultz had a point since I've heard. Can I ask who is on the phone at this point? Debbie?
Debbie?
Jack, are you there? Who else is on the phone besides Debbie?
Eric.
Eric? Debbie, Eric,
Janice? Chair, Janice and Jack had both notified us that they would have to leave, and that's why they were on the phone today, because of prior commitments.
Okay.
So I believe we heard them, Jack and I spoke about this, we heard them leave after the last vote was taken.
Okay. All right. All those in favor of the resolution?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Passes. Um,
last resolution before you this afternoon is a resolution for Warren County. In your packets, we have given you this information. Warren County is requesting $50,000 to promote farmers markets and agritourism in Warren County. The purpose of this grant is to attract visitors and local residents to locally grown food in the Warren County area through media and marketing materials. The deliverables will include a Visit Warren magazine, radio and print advertisements, and promotional farmers market brochures. The council staff recommend support in the amount of $50,000. The history of grants for Warren County is that they have received a CP3 grant, which is a county grant for parcel loader, in the amount of $57,000. And the payment date on that fully delivered on project was 3907. They received $28,500 April 8th of 2008, $14,250. And completion on 12/16/08 of $14,250.
Is there a motion to?
I so move. I'll second that.
Comments? Public comments?
David Shope, I still have a farm in Hunterdon County. I started a business 20 some odd years ago, and the first $1,700 I spent before I even chose the property to do it was on a demographic study to see if the area in which I intended to put the business would in fact support what I intended to do. That was the first money I spent. And here you're just flinging money out the door without doing a demographic study to see how many people want to buy homegrown leeks or whatever it is that you intend to sell at farmers markets. It's absolutely asinine. I just add this to the objections I've already made in Hunterdon County. Until you do a demographic study, which would include economic viability, you're wasting time and just obfuscating and attempting to bury the obvious.
Other public comments?
Just to give you some numbers, Chattanooga Farmers Market on a bad day, on a Saturday, would get 800 residents. On a good day, would get about 1,200. And he times it by 20 weeks and get a lot of people attending. That's just one market. I really don't have the numbers for the other markets, but I'm some of the markets in Jersey, I mean, they're being a large market, so they're well attended. And there is a people recognize the need for a locally grown product and buying locally. But the saves on the environment, helps the local farmers, and the carbon footprint is reduced. So there's a lot of things that go into that, and a lot of people being more aware of this. And so that's just to give you some metric. That's just from one market, though. And next year when I come back, I could probably bring you some other data elements.
Thank you very much.
My name is Deborah Post, responding to the last gentleman's comments. Farmers markets may indeed be a good thing, but why do we use taxpayer money to support a Mark's farmers markets when other businesses and other organizations have to put their own expenditures out for their own marketing enterprises? Any penny you have available should go to just compensation to landowners first and foremost until the full $15 billion has been paid.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Before we turn to public comments, are there any other council business?
Yes, question. Received Scott's committee's report from the Highland Bank, and I appreciate the report, and it contains the references to the resolutions, not the language for the resolutions. For instance, the newspaper was designated, but it doesn't tell us which newspaper. Meeting schedule was designated. So I just wonder if in the future if we can just maybe just put a little condensed version of those versions.
Sure.
Just so we know what's going on.
We do it. We have established, and I apologize, Kurt, we'll send that to you on the website as well. We do incorporate all that information for public information as well. But I did neglect to send you the link so that you could see that as well. So we will make sure we do so in the future. I apologize.
I would think there'd be verbiage, though, of the action,
mm-hmm.
the description, the minutes also.
Yeah, we
kind
can
of
do
back
that.
Your way into it. That's
we don't need all the therefores and whereases, but just a little something more. And this may not be a popular subject, but I'm going to bring it up. I think we need to consider our policy about full participation in the meetings. I personally feel that I understand we've all got busy schedules. I know that we've got a tough time making quorums. We're all participating and doing a lot of different things. But I think it's really hard for somebody to participate by telephone. I think it's hard for us to work as a group with some people on the telephone. I think the public deserves members to be here so that they can see them and they can see the public.
Can the minutes reflect that that's from the person who lives closest?
Minutes will now reflect.
I know it's a grind,
yeah.
But we've had many instances where there's been a lot of background disruption because of telephone calls. Today was one of them. So maybe we can limit at least to how many times somebody's allowed to be on a telephone at the meeting. So I don't have a specific proposal, but I'd just like to bring it up for all of us to consider.
Other members have comments about that at this time? Or one thing we can do is ask the staff to look at some of the practices of other similar bodies. My sense is that we've been more permissive in that area than some other commissions. I'm not sure.
Mr. Chairman, I would just suggest maybe a conversation with those who are intending to call in that to limit their background noise and to give us their undivided attention, and to certainly be in a quiet room at least so that we're not disrupted here. I think that might be a good start.
Plus, you'd want to miss this meeting today.
Yes.
It's one of the best ones.
It's on the table so we can all think about it.
Certainly,
the
staff will
yeah.
take Liz's advice.
All right. In terms of your specific. The next meeting of the Highland Development Credit Bank is April 2nd at 1 p.m.
Yes.
And the next council meeting is April 16th at 10 p.m. Let's turn now to public comments. Who would like to speak?
Mr. Warren Garden, you said something.
Could you just express your name, please? I'm sorry.
Pardon?
Could you say your name?
Yeah, my name is Alice Jane, and I'm a journalist and property.
I'm sorry, we'd also ask that you come to the, because
yeah.
we require it for the recording. Thank you.
Yeah. Alice Shane, journalist and property. Mr. Weingarten, you said something to the effect that this council has appealed to the legislature to compensate property owners. Is that true? Is that what you said? Am I clear?
Yes.
Yes. Can you tell me how you actually went about doing that, and when did you do that, and what are your plans in the future for actually taking a stronger position with the legislature?
We don't consider this a question and answer session, so
okay.
I'd ask, but if there are other comments you'd like to make.
Mr. Chair, can we ask if the lady is speaking as a press representative? Or as a landowner?
All right, I'll say that I'm speaking as a landowner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. But it doesn't mean that I won't be writing about it.
Okay. Okay. Do you have other comments you want to make?
Okay, so are you saying that I should make a comment and without it being in a question format? Is that what you're saying?
We'll be happy to answer your question either now or later, but we're not going to get into back and forth here, question and answers.
Okay, well, this is the first time I've addressed this group.
Okay.
All right. So, am I allowed to ask you a question that you can answer?
You can say whatever you would like, and then when you're done, you
right.
go back to your seat, and then we'll respond.
Sure, but I'm curious.
Ms. Shane doesn't
yeah.
know how we handle the press here as well, because there's always an opportunity for the press to meet with myself and the chair after the meetings. And actually ask questions, because that's
right.
Something we afford to the press, people that come to our meetings.
But I'm addressing Mr. Weingarten as a property owner right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I am curious to know is when and under what circumstances has this council addressed the legislature about compensating property owners? And what are your policies? What is the procedure for doing that? I mean, these are the questions going through my mind. And what are your plans for the future in terms of making a real commitment to property owners to push for this compensation? Okay, and can I just say one other thing? I did, it has come to my attention that $2.25 million was paid to someone recently for swampland. Now, New Jersey found compensation for that. So I'm going to make that statement. So do I get any feedback or not? Yes,
yeah, I'll tell you that the council has on several occasions, numerous occasions, voted to urge the legislature to establish some way of having some mechanism for a stable source of funding for land preservation in the Highlands, and specifically to buy land from private individuals and to reimburse them and to preserve the land. We have included that in the Highlands Master Plan that we adopted and sent on to the governor and the legislature. We have said it on numerous occasions. It has been heard. It's been reported in the press. There are individual legislators who have been pursuing different mechanisms to do that, and I think you know none of them have been successful this time.
Can I ask you why? I mean, are they claiming it?
We can talk to you more.
Yeah, I understand. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
David Shope, a couple of things. When I attended the last meeting of the TDR Bank, I was disturbed to find out that the same professional staff that serves the Highlands Council is going to serve the Highlands TDR Bank. This to me means that both entities are going to get the same pre-digested pap by your professionals, and let me start with Van Abs. The letter behind his name tells me he's a planner. He's not a scientist. Swan has a degree in English literature, to the best of my knowledge. These are your professionals, and they have hired a staff who I believe is the basis for the hiring is attitude rather than ability. I've seen this before. I've seen it as one of the steps in ossification preceding total corruption. And I'm afraid that this is going to occur in both the Highlands Council with 53 layers of different stuff that goes over property, each layer rendering it more and more useless. And now it's going to go to the TDR Bank as well. You had an option to set up the TDR Bank a different way. You had an option to use the state TDR Bank. You didn't, so you could control the whole deal. And also, you took great care to allow a 1,000-foot buffer around Vernal Pond, even though Wilma Fry said, well, these little creatures can go 4,000 feet, but 1,000 feet is a good compromise. That's 72 acres. You have allowed this to be essentially taken off the books, taken out of the inventory of potential land use, so that the toads and the salamanders can cavort and consummate their love, while the owners of the property don't even get to watch. And I've heard here today, when Hal Daniels was here earlier, basically, not my job. Our job is to do this. Our job is to develop 53 layers of stuff. Our job is not really to go and fight too hard for just compensation. Really what I heard is what I call the Nuremberg defense. Not my job. That's what I heard loud and clear. Have a nice day.
My name is Deborah Post. I have attended the first two of the Potemkin TDR Bank meetings. It is operating as a Potemkin organization would be expected to operate, trusting that all were called Potemkins. Another New Jersey sham to present the appearance that compensation is being offered when it is not. We have heard nothing from this board or the Potemkin board to correct or rectify the fact that the HDC initial price has been set at 25% of the appraised value per your Integra consultants. 25 cents on the dollar is how you're going to price the TDR. We heard at the last TDR meeting presentations by the Pinelands and the Long Islands. They set their price at about 90-95% of appraised value, recognizing that a small discount does help jumpstart the market. When I told the gentleman from the Pinelands that yours had been set at 25% of appraised value, he looked at me with sheer disbelief. 25% of appraised value is where you're going to set the initial offering price for an HDC? That's worse than the CDO debacle. Is this board pleased that landowners are to receive only 25 cents on the dollar for their losses? And if you're not, do something about it.
Other comments?
Hello, Helen Heinrich, representing New Jersey Farm Bureau. Just wanted to say that what's going on here today, I think, demonstrates two ways that the farm community is feeling and acting at the moment. There's a lot of desperation, I think, in the landowners about the whole question of compensation for their property values. This is a problem statewide. Farm Bureau is working very hard with Keith Green and some other people in this room are too, I'm sure. And the governor supposedly committed himself to putting something on the ballot, but as far as I know, we haven't seen anything. So there's great anxiety about that. On the other hand, the two of the counties anyway are taking advantage of the viability grants in order to do everything they can to make existing Highlands agriculture as profitable as possible. And so we want to thank you for your vote on those grants and hope that some more counties and other organizations will apply for them because they're very badly needed.
Just one simple, quick question. How many members of the board own property in excess of 10 acres in the Highlands? I see one hand. That's it.
Couple of things, if I might, Mr. Chair. Just because, in response to Helen's comments, I did want to acknowledge that Sussex County did submit agricultural grants at our request for those renewables, but we weren't ready, and they weren't ready for us to approve them at this point in time. But they did submit, and we look forward to approving those as well. But they were finishing up their deliverables on the grants that we already have. Also, we received grant requests from two townships for ag sustainability, which we'll also have in house and are looking at some administrative completeness to work with those as well. So I did want to acknowledge that other communities are working on this as well. And one other comment, just for clarification purposes for the council, your staff are very qualified individuals and they are hired for their education and their experience. In the case of Dan, I just want to point out that he does have a PhD in environmental science as well as being a professional planner. Both of those we thought were a tremendous addition. His knowledge of water, I think I don't have to speak any more about that. But and then for the other staff, we have a legal unit. We have people who are fully qualified attorneys. We have a planning and science unit, planners, and many of them are professional planners. The science unit, we have ecologists, we have an engineer on staff as well, all fully qualified. And we have a GIS unit that if you go on our website and look at our interactive mapping tools there and the transparency we bring to government, I don't think anybody could question the educational expertise of our staff. The other staff as well in the administrative unit, they've all been hired because they are highly qualified individuals. And also, above all, I would like to commend their commitment to their work and the fact that they work all the hours that they're asked to do as salaried employees.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Our next meeting is April 16th at 10 a.m.
Thanks, Liz. Thank you very much. But I have to respond. We've done it anymore now, it's behind the slides, and then we put them on the card, you know, so I didn't. Yeah, I didn't bother myself because of the green. I also have a high diploma in education, which is a degree in Ireland for teaching. You think it's a merit. I hope she's more value than just that. I mean, she's going to be a
counselor. She's going to graduate.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll be back.